Talk about wound healing. Sure. So wound healing is a four-phase process where each of the phases slightly overlaps with one another. It starts immediately after the injury and continues for about 12 to 18 months. The stages are hemostasis, inflammation, proliferation, and remodeling. Within the hemostasis section, this starts when the vessel walls become cut and there's a release of thromboxane and prostaglandins. The platelets bind to collagen and start to form a platelet plug. The exposed collagen and the degranulation of the platelets activates the clotting cascade, which leads to production of fibrin and thrombin. So within the clotting cascade, there is an intrinsic and extrinsic pathway. The intrinsic pathway is the one that starts with activation of factor 12, which activates factor 11, which activates factor 9, which activates factor 10, which is the start of the common pathway that links the two in the intrinsic and the extrinsic. 10 activates factor 2, which is prothrombin, and which forms thrombin, and then factor 1, which is fibrinogen to fibrin. There's also the extrinsic pathway, which is essentially tissue factor activating factor 7, which activates factor 10. The extrinsic pathway is thought of as the initiator and the intrinsic pathway as the propagator. We measure the intrinsic pathway through APTT and the extrinsic via PT. So moving back to the general stages of wound healing, the inflammatory phase occurs in the first 2 to 3 days, and the platelets release platelet-derived growth factor and some of the pro-inflammatory factors such as serotonin, prostaglandin, and histamine, which is what makes wounds itch. These cause endothelial cells to swell, which causes vasodilation, and that vasodilation also allows neutrophils to enter. And the neutrophils enter to start the kind of biological debridement. T cells also follow the neutrophils under the influence of IL-1. Next is the proliferation phase. This begins at around 2 to 3 days and lasts for about 2 to 4 months. In this stage, macrophages are the predominant cell, and they've got two functions. One is the phagocytosis, and the other is release of more platelet-derived growth factor and transforming growth factor beta, which attracts fibroblasts. And it's thought that the platelets pull the fibroblasts in along the fibrin networks, a bit like tugboats. In this stage, there's a release of or a buildup of collagen, specifically collagen type 3, which is in a bit of a haphazard way. Finally, there's remodeling. And remodeling begins at around 2 to 4 weeks and lasts up to 18 months. There's no net increase of overall collagen, but a transformation from type 3 to type 1. And it's this transformation that drives the increasing tensile strength, which is around 50% at 3 months and goes up to 80% by the end.